Content warning. The following story contains discussion of mental illness. For crisis support, text HOME to 741741.
I was seen as a liability before I was seen as a human.
Literally face every mental health concern you've ever had.
Threatened to put me on forced medical leave instead of trying to help me.
I told them I felt all alone
on the phone with a complete stranger.
Maybe you should schedule another phone call next week.
CAPS is incapable of providing any support.
Last spring, a new page popped up on Instagram with the handle @reformcapsnu. The advocacy group started publishing personal testimonies of Northwestern students who felt that Northwestern's Counseling and Psychological Services, CAPS, had been unable to help students on campus. 7 months after the page launched, on Monday, October 11th, Reform CAPS sat down with the director of CAPS and the dean of students to share student experiences and discuss their demands. Today, I spoke with Reform CAPS leaders Jenny Bogdanovich, Catherine Zung, and Zahabzita Mayed to talk about their meeting and their next steps. So, 1 week ago today, you had a meeting with the director of CAPS. How did that get organized?
At the end of spring, over summer, we were still continuing to talk a lot about like how we want to go forward as an organization and group on campus. CAPS and Dean of Students actually reached out to us before we did. They were willing to open up like an open relationship.
So you're preparing for this meeting and you make this magazine with these statistics and these student experiences. Why did you decide to put all your information into this magazine?
I think for me personally, like zines are a great way of just like storytelling. I have a lot of experience with just design and storytelling in that context.
Yeah, I think also there's a political history behind making zines.
So it's Monday and you're in Scott Hall and you're waiting for the CAPS director to show up. How do you all feel in the moments just before this meeting?
I felt ready. After we had the forum, after we made the zine, I was like, I'm ready.
It was very impactful just being in, like, being at the meeting, and even before that, just like the fact of like we're actually gonna somehow like get at least accountability.
And Jenny, what was their reaction when you gave them the magazine?
I think they were a little shocked. I think that was, at least for me, part of the reason for bringing the zine and for making it and for having a really concrete culmination of the work that we've been doing, was to hand that to them and be like, we're serious.
And so you have this list of demands that you separate into sections. You have releasing CAPS data, releasing policies and procedures, reducing wait times, creating an accountability board, and hiring more diverse staff. Did you talk about all of these demands with CAPS?
We go into more detail about a few things in our zine, which is wait times, crisis situations, and referrals. So we really focused on those three because I think they really flow into each other and they really illustrate a lot of the kind of the foundation of why CAPS is failing to serve students. So that's the fact that students can't get an appointment. I mean, they have to wait right now, you know, 2 weeks, mm-hmm. an artificially shortened wait time because you can't book out past 2 weeks. Students are struggling to even get an initial appointment. And then students who are in crisis, the crisis line is unpredictable. Their policies are unclear. They're not transparent about what happens when you're in a crisis situation. And they've, as we've seen in student experiences, been very invalidating to students about what constitutes a crisis. There have been students told that they're not in crisis when they feel that they are. And then going into referrals, since CAPS has a short-term therapy model, it really relies heavily on outside referrals. And if you look at CAPS referral database, it's 70% white, which means that it fundamentally cannot serve its students and cannot serve BIPOC students.
The feedback that we gave to administration was a lot about like, yes, you started like the same day virtual appointments now that CAPS has started recently, as well as like just this whole thing, like counselors are available for you to talk if you're in a crisis. Well, that is a good initiative. I think it is very important to recognize how Crisis Line or just like CAPS has dealt with crisis situations in the past and how students feel impacted by that. And disproportionately BIPOC and marginalized students, where it just creates a very different like level of safety checking that they're historically used to.
I think also it's important to look at the data that they have given us on crisis situations. And on our page about crisis situations, we pulled this directly from their annual report from 2017 to 2018, which is the last one that they've published. 55% of what they called severe and urgent students were transported to the ER. And Northwestern's number of ER transports was almost 4 times the national average compared to similarly sized schools.
So by the end of this meeting, you set up weekly meetings, you're meeting with them again tomorrow. What are you hoping to see change?
I think we're first coming at it from this approach of transparency. If we don't know what's going on, we don't know what to fix. Mm-hmm. And that includes like their data, releasing annual reports every year. Those should be coming out. They haven't come out, as Jenny said, since 2017, 2018.
Right.
That's unacceptable.
I think also on that transparency piece, and crisis situations are a good example of why this is so important, is making it clear to students basic information about how to access CAPS services, mm-hmm. and what goes on with CAPS. And a lot of that is making their FAQ page, for example, a lot more accessible to students.
And I think like some immediate next steps that we have in mind are definitely talking about referrals, why that database is just insufficient. But like immediately we want like student experience forms. If a student goes to CAPS, they should have feedback forms, and that should be taken into account.
So I also want to ask about Project Let's, which is the mental health advocacy and resource organization that Catherine and Jenny, you guys have been trying to bring on campus. Are you all officially a campus organization? What's going on with your application?
They still have not given us any reply. We were supposed to get a response May 25th, like a yes or no response. And shortly after that, we got no response. So I emailed them asking, where is our response? And they were like, oh, we need to talk to CAPS.
And what would Project Let's do uniquely that would kind of be like separated from Reform CAPS?
Yeah, so we're currently working on support groups and support study spaces, sort of. Those are coming out next week, actually.
Awesome.
We are also working on a peer mental health advocacy program that's common to all chapters of Project Let's.
If Project Let's doesn't get approved, what happens then?
So that is something that's pretty common, actually, that happens with Project Let's chapters on campuses. For example, at Brown University, where it first started, it took them a year and a half to get approved.
Finally, what's next for Reform CAPS? Do you have other events and forums planned? How do you see the rest of the quarter panning out?
First of all, working with CAPS consistently, as we've talked about, focusing on transparency for the next month or so, but also keeping up all the other stuff that we do as an advocacy group. One of the things we want to do in the next couple weeks is paint the rock, and that will be publicized when we're going to do that. Another thing we want to do is continue having feedback forums, because we really are rooted in student experiences, and the three of us, the four of us, however many people are in that meeting, we can't represent Northwestern without really centering those student experiences and hearing their feedback.
Yeah, and if you could say something to the students that have been contributing to Reform CAPS, what would you tell them?
I think first and foremost, thank you. Thank you for being brave enough to share what you have shared.
A lot of the Google Form responses that we get are really in-depth and very personal, and we see that, and we are really, really working hard to do justice to those stories.
Yes.
And represent your stories and your experiences and make real lasting change for students.
For WNUR News, I'm Allie Bianco.